But I want to be a president of the United States who makes sure that we never again do business with a drug-running Panamanian dictator, that we never again funnel aid to the Contras who convicted drug dealers.
Son of a bitch.
Panama is a friendly country. I went down there and talked to the president of Panama about cleaning up their money laundering. Mr. Noriega was there, but there was no evidence at that time. And when the evidence was there, we indicted him.
Wake up.
Showing the Morton house to some folks from California.
Don't lie to me, Jerry.
What?
I called your office today.
I didn't get a message.
Of course you didn't get a message. They said you stopped working there several days ago.
What?
The receptionist said that you left.
That idiot. That new girl can't... Susan, I never got anyone fired in my life, but that girl, I don't know.
You mean you still work there?
Of course. Where else would I be?
I don't know. I don't know what I thought. I'm sorry.
This is very upsetting. Old man Grace is still there.
No, forget it, honey. Forget it. She probably just got the name wrong or something.
Hodgkins, what's to get wrong?
What did you say?
Huh? Wait a minute. Who am I here?
Jerry.
Jerry? Jerry Blake. Thank you, honey. You all right, sweetheart?
Jerry?
Where are you going? Susan! Susan! Come here! Come here!
Hey, welcome back to the show, and I think we're going all right. Things are moving along pretty well. Here's Bruce, the head writer. Bruce, what'd you think of the last piece, huh?
Well, you know.
You know. What?
Well, what? You know, who's to say what's funny? You know, it's a little maybe too much music for my taste, but, you know, I personally like it when we do movie stuff better.
Movie stuff? Okay.
Maybe
right.
It's me.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, we'll go to some of the movie stuff then.
It worked. You know, parts were great.
Thanks.
I liked it.
He used to write on Donnie and Marie, so.
Hey.
That's where
he was. But I was very unhappy there.
Sam Bowden and his family have just come to New Essex, and so has his past.
I'm scared.
What's your connection with this guy?
Who is he?
I hardly even remember him. It was 20 years ago.
What about your folks?
Already read him.
Eddie Munster in Cape Munster.
What's he got on you?
I was working for the network. He blames me for canceling the Munsters.
Come out wherever you are!
This guy threaten you?
Yeah, but he's clever, so the law can't touch him.
I'm just saying I found your pet's collar. I'm not saying I did anything.
Look, if this is about work, I can get you an audition.
Audition? Audition? No, I don't think you really, really understand what we're talking about here.
I don't know whether to look at him or go trick-or-treating.
You canceled my show!
We got this freaking psychopath tearing up our family, and I don't know what to do about it.
My parents just don't understand, and they're just, like, fighting all the time, and...
I know. My daddy was a 10-foot Frankenstein freak with bolts in his neck. Hey, listen to this. It'll make you feel better.
You're not the drama teacher, are you?
There will never be any connection between you and Eddie Munster.
Maybe I'm the big bad wolf boy.
Samil! Samazzo! Austin Pfeffer Incorporated!
You mind if I put my arm around you?
We're gonna do it my way, counselor!
No, I don't mind.
Make all my dreams come true!
I miss you a lot. I feel like I screwed up. I feel like we should...
This is him?
He's small.
Low center of gravity. He's probably quick and scrappy, though.
Who is this?
It's Harry, my self-defense instructor. He came by to help me move my stuff.
I can't believe you're seeing somebody else. What are you doing?
Nothing, and neither are you, my little friend. Now respect the lady.
It's all right, Harry. Take a step back, Benny.
Thank you.
Now what's he going to do? And remember, folks, all of this is legal in a hard court.
Look out!
Oh, boy.
Oh, Lord.
Well, Jeff says he's extreme. He lives for the moment. He may witness his last moment in the wrestling business here tonight.
But I'll tell you what, if the kid goes down, he'll go down in a blaze of glory, and he'll go down in his home state.
Yeah, you know what? Speaking of last moments, you don't think that's what Ric Flair's announcement's going to be tonight, do you? What's he talking about?
I don't know. I know that Ric Flair despises Eric Bischoff about as strongly as anybody.
Got him!
Jeff Hardy, the extremist, climbing those ropes.
Yeah, but let's face it. I mean, that was a solemn little speech there, and we are in North Carolina, and, you know, this is a big match. What a way to go out.
No!
Do you think that could be it?
I don't know. I have no idea what it could be, I suppose. I just don't know. And Bradshaw shoving down the referee. Remember, no disqualifications here.
Yeah. Oh.
But lots of headaches.
And the center number two, number three.
Some more brain cells getting displaced. These two men are literally beating the hell out of each other. And Jeff Hardy, the risk taker, the daredevil, thinking about getting vertical, and so is Bradshaw.
These guys are beating the hell out of each other, and somewhere, Eric Bischoff is loving it. He's loving every minute of this.
Oh, grief.
Yo!
Bradshaw gets smacked in the face of the head.
Oh, no. You don't think he's going to do this, do you?
Oh, my God. How high is this kid up? You're talking about living for the moment.
Oh, she got him.
Up the top of the ladder. Gotta be all. It's gotta be over here. We've got to have a new hardcore champion. Johnny the Bull stunned Foley. Wait a second. He brought a referee with him. And now Johnny the
Here's
Bull is the champion.
Here's your new hardcore champion, Johnny the Bull Stan Foley.
Johnny the Bull picked the ball and grabs on this clothesline. Johnny, oh, Tommy Dreamer with a kendo stick covering the champion.
Oh. Here's your new hardcore champion, Tommy Dreamer.
Tommy Dreamer.
And look, he's getting the heck out of Dodge
with a kendo stick, and Tommy Dreamer is the new hardcore champion. Tommy Dreamer, leaving through the fans, he's the new hardcore champion.
That's the smartest thing he's ever done.
Vernon bought one encrusted with jewels.
Now's the time to buy it off of Jeep.
We ain't getting married with his ring. You said you changed.
Well, you're just no pewter thing.
Ain't gonna be no wedding.
It's just a symbol, honey.
No wedding.
We'll go fetch it with you, Everett.
It's just, shut up, Delmer. It's just a symbol.
I've spoken my piece and counted to three.
She counted to three. God damn it. She counted to three.
Son of a bitch!
You have any idea how far that cabin is?
We'll be right back.
end of the script. Don't even need a drink of water to make the headache go away. Give me a sugar pill and watch me just rattle down the street.
Lawyers. Look at this.
So it's Triple H and The Undertaker. And these fans here in the Rupp Arena may just want to sit back and watch these two corporate ministry members waylay the heck out of each other. Undertaker, the knockdown of Triple H. One of these two men will meet Stone Cold Steve Austin this Sunday at Fully Loaded. Another hard right hand by The Undertaker, who vowed to bust Helmsley open here tonight, just as Stone Cold Steve Austin has promised to do the same to Vince McMahon before we go off the air here tonight. A rather menacing, more than a glance at Vince McMahon.
That was a warning to China.
When The Undertaker and Vince had their words earlier tonight, and The Undertaker said he would bust Austin open, he would be the WWF champion at Fully Loaded, but The Undertaker said he was going to do it for himself and not for Vince McMahon, that it wasn't about business to The Undertaker. It was personal.
Well, that's a selfish attitude, if you ask me.
Well, why don't you jump up there and talk to The Undertaker about his etiquette and his choice of words?
He can probably hear me from here.
And he is as nasty and as evil as any human being could possibly be.
I'm going to say this, JR. I know a man of Mr. McMahon's humility will be embarrassed by me singing his praises. Oh, but it's my responsibility to occasionally, I got to buck the wishes of the higher up. I got to tell it like it is. And Mr. McMahon is just, he's always looking out for the well-being of others. WWF with people like Stone Cold, Steve Austin, who would be a poor influence on young people.
King, your nose is growing. As China got a cheap shot in that diverted The Undertaker's attention long enough to make Mr. McMahon happy, I think McMahon is cheering for Helmsley. Rather large nose of his stuck firmly up the corporate backside of Mr. McMahon most of this night.
If you need proof, JR, that Mr. McMahon knows best when it comes to what's good for America's youth, I got two words for you. Shane McMahon. Look what he's produced there, and a fine young man is Shane.
Look at Helmsley hammering away at The Undertaker.
He'd be an idiot to come out here with China, Triple H, The Undertaker, and me out here.
I believe in the right man. There's a cover right there.
All right, showtime, little bastard. Let's go. Stone Cold's gonna get a little blood donation from Vince McMahon.
Wait a minute.
Oh, come on.
Oh, did you hear that? I told you. Vince!
Hey, Vince!
Shock. No. Because The Undertaker just snapped Helmsley up. And now Austin's gonna try to put Helmsley up. Here comes the rattlesnake. The rattlesnake attacking The Undertaker. The referee is calling. Austin in the first blood in the Lanier match.
Where are they going? Stay here, Vince. Hold it.
Undertaker throws Austin over the railing as The Rock and Triple H fight out of sight. Another right hand by The Undertaker.
Bust him open. Bust him open again.
Austin has been busted open on numerous occasions in recent weeks by The Undertaker.
He's that one fresh.
Austin has his head heavily bandaged. And remember, Austin said he was going to put The Undertaker in that bloodmobile that Austin drove in here earlier tonight.
Stay away from it.
But The Undertaker turning the tables and ramming Austin face first into that bloodmobile.
Look at Austin. He's already busted the windshield.
Undertaker now choking Austin with Austin's own rattlesnake t-shirt.
Oh, this could be great. Go ahead, bust him up. Take a little donation from Austin, Undertaker.
Undertaker face first into the steel railing, but The Undertaker retaliates with a right hand.
Throw him right through that window.
Who opened the door of that van that Austin The Undertaker couldn't see? Ooh. Austin ran face first now into the wall of the Rough Arena.
Come on, Steve.
Oh, look out.
Here he goes.
Undertaker's going to use Austin like a human spear. And wait. Hey! Austin pushing The Undertaker in the bloodmobile and locked the door. The Undertaker is locked in the bloodmobile.
Oh, no.
Austin has done what he said he's going to do. Stone Cold Steve Austin will meet The Undertaker. That's fully loaded. I think the rattlesnake is forgotten. No.
Uh-oh. Oh, Vince.
I thought McMahon might have skated by.
Shane, we need help.
Oh, my. My God.
What is this?
Austin said he was gonna bust McMahon open.
Oh, no, wait. Oh, my. Vince, come back.
The end could be near for Vince McMahon.
Wait, he stopped him.
Oh! What a right hand. What a shot right to the head. Austin now, the smoking skull belt. McMahon here is a sitting duck.
Do something, JR. Help me.
You're the one who's going to help me.
No, he won't do that one. No.
Austin just hit McMahon right in the head with a smoking skull belt. Austin has busted McMahon wide open with a smoking skull belt.
What are you doing?
Stone Cold has signed the contract. Vince is bleeding.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Austin signed the contract. We're fully loaded. The deal is done. But McMahon is a bloody mess, just like the rattlesnake said he was going to be. Stone Cold promised to bust McMahon open at the skull. Hey, wait a minute. Paul Bears unlocked in the bloodmobile.
Oh, my God. Look at Mr. McMahon. Get some help out here.
And here comes The Undertaker. The personification of evil. The man that could be the next WWE champion.
Yeah!
He just hit Austin right in the head of the beer can. Undertaker hit Austin in the head with that beer can. And McMahon is lying in front of us in a pool of blood.
This is bad.
And now Austin has been busted up.
Good.
And The Undertaker is ripping at the face of Austin with that can.
Yes! Yeah, get in there. Keep that wound fresh. Open him wide open.
If this happens on Sunday, we've got a new WWF champion in the first blood match.
And we'll never see Austin with that title belt around his waist again. Thank goodness. Pound him.
The only way to lose is to bleed Sunday on pay-per-view. Vince McMahon has been busted open by Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Oh, my gosh, look at Vince.
And now Austin has been busted open
by
The Undertaker. My God, McMahon is a bloody mess at the hands of the rattlesnake. But Austin is down. The champion is down. Can you imagine what it's going to be like this Sunday on pay-per-view? The WWE title in New and Air. First blood matchup. Somebody's going to bleed. Somebody's gonna leave!
Oh my- win! And look at Austin!
And The Undertaker! Will he be the next WWE champion? Will The Undertaker rule supreme this Sunday at Fully Loaded? Somebody's gonna bleed in the end of an era at this Sunday at Fully Loaded!
But this whole place sucks.
A tornado flew around my room before you came. Excuse the mess it made. It usually doesn't rain in Southern California, much like Arizona. My eyes don't shed tears, but boy, they pour when I'm thinking about you. Oh, no, no, no. I've been thinking about you. You, no, no, no. I've been thinking about you. Do you think about me still? Do you, do you? Or do you not think so far ahead? Cause I've been thinking about forever. I just thought you were cool enough to kick it. Got a beach house I could sell you in Idaho. Since you think I don't love you, I just thought you were cute. That's why I kiss you. Got a fighter jet, I don't get to fly it. Though I'm lying down thinking about you. Oh, no, no, no. I've been thinking about you. You, no, no, no. I've been thinking about you. Do you think about me still? Do you, do you? Or do you not think so far ahead? Cause I've been thinking about forever. Yes, of course, I remember. How could I forget? How you feel? You know you were my first time. A new feel. It won't ever get old. Not in my soul, not in my spirit. Keep it alive. We'll go down this road till it turns from color to black and white. Do you not think so far ahead? Cause I've been thinking about forever.
Shot in no reversal. Bully now runs into Austin.
And I think it's safe to assume this matchup will never see the air. Therefore, welcome to WCW Slammery, where nobody can tell the legends from the current headlining wrestlers. On second thought, you're watching Extreme Championship Wrestling, and here comes Paulie Dangerously, and 9-1-1, he's got the Bully by the throat, the Bully got 9-1-1's face, and down he goes, Chad Austin, trying to escape 9-1-1, nowhere to go for Chad Austin, but up and down, chokeslam for Chad Austin, Dino Sendoff tries to take a swipe at the Giant as well, he gets caught by the throat. A third choke slam. Donnie should have gotten out of there when he had a chance. His chance is over. Here comes the inevitable. Up and down goes Donnie Allen. Paulie Dangerously saves the day once again. Sign that says choke slam Alfonso. I'll second that. Paulie would love to have 9-1-1 choke slam Alfonso. Did you ever think you'd see the day when the fans chanted Paulie's name? Only in ECW. I think the fans want to see a few more chokeslams. I would want to be Chad Austin right now. He's got both Austin and Allen.
Welcome to the ECW Arena.
Up and down. Go Chad Austin and Donnie Allen. But why couldn't it be that man, Bill Alfonso?
Ah, the bricks lay on Grand Street.
Jesus. Bad waves of paranoia, madness. Fear and loathing. Intolerable vibrations in this place. Get out. The weasels were closing in. I could smell the ugly brutes. Do me one last favor, Lord. Just give me 5 more high-speed hours before you bring the hammer down. Just let me get rid of this goddamn car and off this horrible desert.
Mama, is this really the end to be stuck here?
Evil bastard. This is your work. You better take care of me, Lord. If you don't, you're gonna have me on your hands. People understand the psychology of dealing with a highway traffic cop. Your normal speeder will panic and immediately pull over to the side. This is wrong. It arouses contempt in the cop heart. Make the bastard chase you. He will follow. But he won't know what to make of your blinker signal that says you're about to turn right. This is to let him know you're pulling off for a proper place to talk. It'll take him a moment to realize that he's about to make a 180-degree turn at speed. But you will be ready for it. Brace for the G's and the fast heel toe.
Hi, how are you?
Just what in the hell did you think you were doing? I want to know. Let me see your license.
Oh, yeah, of course. Right here. It's me.
May I please have that?
I knew I was fucked.
We have two cases of beer, a basket of grapefruit, a stack of t-shirts and towels, light bulbs. You realize what you did when you drive like that?
Yeah, I know. I'm guilty. I understand that. I knew it was a crime. I did it anyway. Should we argue? I'm a fucking criminal. Look at me.
You have a strange attitude.
Maybe.
You know, I have a feeling you need to take a nap. There's a rest area just up ahead. I'd like you to go up there, pull over, and get a few hours sleep.
That's not going to help me. I've been awake for too long, 3 or 4 nights maybe. Can't remember. I'll go to sleep now. I'm dead for 20 hours.
What are you carrying two cases of soap for, son?
I want to stay clean.
No. Here's how it is. What I put in my book as of noon is that I apprehended you for driving too fast. I advise you to proceed to the next rest area. Stop! I advise you to proceed to the next rest area. Your stated destination.
Right.
And take a long nap. Do I make myself clear?
Well, how far is Baker? I was sort of hoping to, stop there for lunch.
Not in my jurisdiction. City limits in 2.2 miles beyond the rest area. Can you make it that far?
I'll try. I've been wanting to go to Baker for a long time. Yeah, heard a lot about it.
Excellent seafood. You know, I'm thinking a guy your kind of mind ought to try the land crab. Excellent seafood.
Land crab. All right. Why not? Thanks for the tip. Oh.
Look at me in the eyes.
Everything all right?
May I have a little kiss before you go? I'm very lonely here.
once more it is Drago backing Rocky Balboa up with a jab. And Balboa is not staying on balance because of the long jab of the Russian.
Brace yourself!
Rocco,
come on! Brace yourself!
Hands up!
Touch him!
Now!
He can't seem to touch the Russian. Rocky pounding away at the midsection of the Russian, and he's just hit him with everything he's got.
And Drago just smiled at him.
Keep
jumping
away!
Drop him down!
Drop him down!
Rocky Balboa is in serious trouble. They might have to stop this one before somebody gets killed.
Richard Gravin! Richard Gravin!
Rocky's hurt. He woke the sleeping giant and now he's picking up. A solid hand from Drago sends Rocky Balboa 15 feet across the ring.
And the champ is down.
Drago continuing to punish Rocky Balboa. He just will not let him out of that corner. And Rocky Balboa is just trying to push through this first round. The Russian just threw Rocky Balboa into his own corner like a rag doll. Well, a tough first 3 minutes for Rocky Balboa. He's not only fighting what appears to be an invincible opponent, he's also fighting a very hostile crowd. There's the bell for round two. It's been a one-sided fight so far.
It'll take more than luck for Rocky to survive this round. Rocky's been hit with bombs.
Step up, Rock.
Rocky Balboa trying to stay in the middle of the ring against the big Russian.
Move the hand! Do what you gotta do! Stay with him!
He's on his feet. He's on the line.
This is sure. Hold on. He's cut.
Russian's cut. And it's a bad cut. And now it's Rocky Balboa coming after Ivan Drago. This is shaping up to be a personal war, and right now, it's anybody's boxing match.
You're doing good, Rocky.
Okay, take it to it.
Take it to it. now for Rocky Balboa. Suddenly, Moscow is pro-Rocky.
No pain. No pain. Keep pushing.
Balboa's determination is actually beginning to win over what was once a hostile crowd. This is incredible. Here's the bell. The war is on.
This is the last round.
To the end.
Which one of these magnificent fighters will be standing at the end of this round?
Michael snaps out a stiff jab. And another.
Good.
Another. Taking punishment, trying to get inside. He's completely exhausted.
Come on, huh? What are you waiting for?
Love above.
took her home, yeah, to my place. Watching every move on her face, she said, look, watch your